what happened.
Yeah, first of all, I do appreciate the concern and the text messages, the phone calls, the emails I got from all of our family, friends, and loved ones. I want to make sure I say thank you to the Charlotte Fire Department, Chief John Hannon, Fire Station 16, and the firefighters that came, all 56 of them. It was a little bit more than we had expected. Just so you all folks understand, and this is going to be a little bit of a plug for home safety, if you don't have an alarm system, we're fortunate enough to have the folks with CPI, and if it's them or one of their competitors, you should have it. If you don't have it, fire alarms, smoke detectors do save lives. And we were very fortunate that the situation didn't get worse. We did have a family emergency plan, and that was to make sure everybody was out. I have some brothers that were visiting, and once Stephanie and I realized the situation, we made sure they got out, and we all met in the front of the house. Also, thank you to the American Red Cross. They were there within minutes of the situation, and they were helping out, and that was great. I most certainly do appreciate that. The Charlotte fire investigators were on scene and said it was accidental. They do have an idea, but you know, we won't talk about that until it's all been finalized. But it was tremendous. It really was. And you know, our first responders we have here are tremendous. And the Charlotte Police Department that showed up and helped keep everything organized and kept traffic going. I really do appreciate those folks.
Ryan, you're not at liberty or able to say what the theory might be.
No, just other than it was an accidental. And, you know, they're still investigating as to how the accident happened. But it was, we're very fortunate. We really are. And, you know, like I said, if you don't have an alarm system, folks, you may at least make sure you have smoke detectors.
By sleeping when it happened?
Yes. We were sleeping, and somewhere around 3:30, 3:40 in the morning, Stephanie kind of rustled awake, and I fall right behind her, and we both kind of said at the same time, I think I smell smoke. She turned the lights on, and the house was filled with smoke, and then all of a sudden the smoke detector started to go off, and then our security company, CPI, came in and asked if we were okay. They had detected the smoke alarms were going off. Asked if we need fire department, and we said yes. We got everybody out of the building. They encouraged us to get everybody out of the house, and we all met out front. By the time we got out, the fire department was arriving, and they went right into action. It's a heck of a thing to watch their teamwork. You talk about teamwork, you talk about leadership. They were tremendous, and the task at hand was, you know, to locate it and then to put it out, and they did a heck of a job for us. You know, the house sustained some damage, but probably the greatest thing was they saved a lot of our personal mementos. Everything from our wedding album to our wedding pictures, family photos. I mean, those are the kind of things that, you know, you can't replace. And we are very fortunate, like I said. And again, they were very professional in their work.
How's everybody emotionally holding up? I know you're okay physically, but how's everybody handling
it? About as good can be. You know, Stephanie's, you know, she's a very strong lady. She's handling it very well. She's keeping herself busy. I mean, we have no choice. There's a lot of things that we have to take care of and we have to do, and she's taking care of those things right now.
Ron, in terms of damage, what sort of damage do you think you did sustain, and how long before you can live in that house?
It's a pretty good amount. You know, it's the master bedroom is I don't want to say it's destroyed, but it's pretty close. The family room is living room, and then there's a lot of smoke damage, water damage. But as I said, the police department was fire department was tremendous, and to watch them work, like I said, I alluded to team. Their teamwork was tremendous, and we could all learn lessons from that. But, you know, it's going to probably be a long process, 6 to 8 months, you know, from what I'm being told initially. Our insurance company was right on it. You know, it's USAA. They were there this morning. They're going to have representatives there. They're going to work with the fire department and come to the conclusion as to what happened. And then they'll go from there.
What was it? You had family members? You had pets?
Yes, and then our pets, too. Pets were easy. They wanted to go outside and play. You know, getting everybody up and getting everybody dressed and outside was a little bit of a task, you know, just because it was so early and it was, you know, everybody was groggy. But I will say this, the piercing sound of the smoke detector, the fire alarms going off, really wakes you and gets your adrenaline going. And I can't stress how important it is to have that in the house.
Ron,
Anyone staying close to or on the same floor as where the fire started?
Yes, Stephanie and I. It was actually the front wall to our bedroom is where it basically started, and because the fireplace is on that wall, and you know, we were very fortunate.
Have you ever been involved in something like this, any type of house fire?
None at all, and it's a little bit of an eye opener.
It's going to be really, obviously, an emotional experience for anybody. But you're here, and it was going to be a stressful week, probably as it is. How are you coping with what you have to do here and what you have to do at home?
Well, most of the stress will be at home. This is easy. This really is. And this will be a great way for me to take my mind off it just for a little bit. But you know, I've been very fortunate. As I said, the number of people that have reached out. It's funny. I was driving in. And I know many of you, probably all of you, have seen it. It's a Wonderful Life. Well, when things get a little bit hairy, a little bit tough, all of a sudden you realize the people, the friends that you have, you know, our neighbors, John and Joni. John was outside when it all started, and Stevens, they lived a couple houses down, and he invited my family in, and his wife got up and made coffee and breakfast for everybody. Other neighbors came out and offered, you know, whatever assistance they could. I mean, we're fortunate. We live in a terrific neighborhood, and a lot of Panther fans. That was huge. It really was, and it most certainly did kind of, you know, speaks very highly to Southern hospitality and neighborly feelings towards one another. And believe me, I really do appreciate them. They were terrific people.
The guys that, for all the other off-the-field issues, the guys that pointed to you as being sort of that steadying influence now, you're the one that's involved. How do you maintain that role when it's you that's involved?
Well, I think the big thing, more so than anything else, is you know, making sure that everybody understands I'm all right. You know, we are all right. We're very fortunate, but we're all right. And you know, this opportunity to work, opportunity to continue to work, is very reassuring, in my opinion, because you know, like I said, this could have been worse. You know, like Cam's situation could have been worse, but it wasn't. So we were very fortunate, and we're not going to look back. You know, and in a lot of ways, like I said, it's kind of like It's a Wonderful Life. You realize and you recognize and you understand, and you see things through different set of eyes now. And you know, it wasn't quite as harrowing, but nonetheless, it's there. And so for me, the thing is, I hope everybody understands that Stephanie and I were okay. We're very fortunate. You know, we had just dropped our kids off at the airport earlier in the day, you know, so they weren't home. They were actually en route back to, or they were in California at the time, so that was a bit of an eye-opener for them this morning. But we're okay, and that's how we'll look at it.
How many people were in your house other than you said?
There was a total of 6 of us at the house plus 2 dogs.
Was it your brothers, Ron,
yes.
Can you say?
Yeah.
And
their wives.
Ron, the entire season, I mean, just the amount of adversity you guys have gone through, we've talked about it all year. Have you ever been a part of something with this much, I mean, with this much, or ever heard of anything with this much adversity?
No, I haven't. And it's, I'll tell you, it has been different. You can't write this, you can't make this stuff up. But at the end of the day, you know, you learn how to deal with these things, you learn how to cope with these things. And if you can focus, keep your focus, you got an opportunity, you got a chance. And that's kind of the way I'm going to look at it and approach it with everything as we go forward.
You sent a message to Steve Wilkes, they said, one of the
players
mentioned to...
Very much so.
Usual.
Yes.
Why was it that point?
Well, just so they all understand, things are okay, I just got to take care of a couple of things. I wanted them to maintain, you know, that this is business as usual. This is a normal, you know, for the most part, day off for them. Just come in, get quick information as to the practice schedule, the travel schedule is really the only thing that, you know, we really wanted to make sure everybody got. So, you know, and again, Steve's taken over some of the meetings when I've had situations come up. You know, I had the flu and another situation that came up earlier this year. He handled the team stuff for me while I was in my absence.
Where are you and Stephanie going to stay?
We've got some friends that have invited us. They have a private place that they're going to allow us to use for a few days or a week until we get everything else situated. We'd love to be able to see if we can find a house in the neighborhood so we can stay close to the house as it gets rebuilt.
So what are the next few days going to be like for you? I imagine you're behind today.
Well, the best part is I'm the only one who's got to catch up. The coaches have been doing their work. They've been doing their preparation. You know, we came in yesterday. We talked about anticipating. One of the things I asked the coaches to do was anticipate it was going to be Seattle. And if it wasn't, we would still have the extra day if it had been Green Bay. So the idea was to stay ahead. And the coaches have. They've done that. They've informed me where they are. I'm very pleased with their progress. Like I said, the guy that's going to have to do any catching up will be me. So as opposed to, you know, 73 people that got to get caught up, just one.
We always, there was a while there, especially during that stretch of winlessness where we talked about missed opportunities. And that game against Seattle in week 8, there were a bunch of them, especially in the red zone.
Yes.
Going back and watching that game, it seemed like you had a bunch of tight ends having to be in the backfield. They were doing those new things that they had to do right around then.
Yes.
Now you have Mike back and things. Do you see that as being a huge help?
I think it is. And it's funny you mentioned that, because when I put the tape on yesterday and started watching the game, the first thing I noticed was, oh, that's right, Mike Tolbert wasn't in the game. Oh, that's right, Jonathan wasn't in the game. So there were certain things that you looked at and you just kind of enlightened yourself to. You said, oh, wow, okay, now this things may be different. We have different opportunity. But, again, they're different too. You know, they've got some guys back healthy on the football field. They're playing really well. Their quarterback's playing as well as anybody in the league. You know, to me, he most certainly is a definite MVP candidate. At least I think so. And I really do mean that. I'm not just saying that trying to soften him up or butter him up or anything like that. I'm saying that because when I put the tape on and watch him play, he's a solid football player. And then defensively, they're flying around. They're doing some really good things. And, you know, we've got our work cut out for us.
I mean, you're going to have Stephanie back here. You're going to be on the West Coast. Is it distracting at all? Or how do you block it out, I guess, now moving forward?
Because of her. I mean, she's a very strong woman. I mean, you know, she really is. And you know, through this whole process, starting this morning, you know, she's right on top of things. I mean, she's the one who called the adjusters. She's the one dealing with the restoration company that's already there working on site. She's the one that's already reached out and contacted the potential for us to find a house in the neighborhood. She's already. I mean, she's done so many things that it's tremendous. And, you know, I'm not worried about me. I'm worried about her because, you know, she's the one that's got to do a lot. And she's been up to the task before. And, you know, she's, like I said, she's a very strong woman.
In a statement last night that Philly had an MRI, you're able to reveal any of the
yes.
details?
Yes. As I said, it's you know, it was subluxed. And other than that, everything else was fine around it and everything. I mean, he'll have to go through the healing. And it'll be as he can tolerate the pain. They're mostly going to treat it. He's got to go through his rehab. He's got to do his different exercises that he will be doing with Ryan to strengthen it, and then testing it to see where it is. But he's doing well. He was in this morning, got his workout in, went to the meeting, and now he's back in there getting more treatment, and we'll do some more drills in terms of or rehab work. But that's really the only real one right now we're concerned with.
If you don't mind me asking you one more small thing on the fire, is your master bedroom on the second floor or
first floor? First floor. And I think
on the second floor or the first floor?
Yeah, the other ones were up on the second floor. And again, it was a very fortunate situation. It really was. And again, I'm going to say it one more time. I think it's a commercial, but if you don't have an alarm system or a company you're working with, make sure you have those smoke detectors.
Fireplace on that wall. Had y'all been burning the fire that day? Or?
Yes, we did. We actually did. You know, my brothers were, you know, they're football junkies, and they were watching football all day, and they had the fireplace on. So for quite a few hours. So when we got done, you know, that night, when I got home and watched the end of the game, and you know, we shut it down and, you know, went to bed. It somehow just smoldered and kicked into high gear later on.
Is that a new fire, or is it one of those
gas.
Electric ones?
It's gas.
That from you waking up to you getting out of the house?
Oh, probably 20-25 minutes. I mean, it was, you know, it was in the walls, I guess is what they say, and it was in there traveling around and just, you know, it was, like I said, it was an unbelievable experience. But probably the biggest thing was the professionalism of the Charlotte Fire Department was tremendous.
Right. You made it clear what your priorities were in getting everyone out of the house. Once you establish that, I'm wondering, did you grab any personal type belongings?
Honestly, no. Other than making sure everybody was out of the house, you know, I had Stephanie and the dogs, my brothers, sister-in-laws, that we were fine. And like I said, the professionalism at which they took care of our stuff was tremendous. And, you know, hats off to them. And believe me, a tremendous amount of gratitude.
Were actual flames that you saw? Or?
Oh, yeah. That it? Great. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.